is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Sugar Bowl is underway in New Orleans, and Bourbon Street has reopened a day after the deadly truck attack that killed 15 people.
People in New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with this deluded ideology overcome us.
President Biden says the attacker had planted two improvised explosive devices on Bourbon Street. FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea is confident the attacker acted alone.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Investigators back in Jabbar's home state of Texas are looking into his past.
FBI Houston has now finished its search of the neighborhood where the suspect, Shamsuddin Jabbar, lived. Through videos he posted online, they now know he was inspired to kill by ISIS and that he bailed on the idea of harming his family and friends because he feared the headlines wouldn't focus on the, quote, war between believers and disbelievers. FBI Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea.
Whether you know Jabbar personally, worked with him, served in the military, or saw him in New Orleans or Texas, we need to talk to you.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The FBI has found no connection between the New Orleans attack and the Cybertruck explosion in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. More on that from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Police say they're now very confident they know who set off the bomb inside a Tesla truck outside of President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. Authorities say they believe 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger was the driver of the Cybertruck, but the body was burned so badly, they're still awaiting dental and DNA records for 100% confirmation.
Livelsberger was a highly decorated Special Forces sergeant. He had received 5 Bronze Stars, including one with Valor, which is given for heroism in combat. Wall Street started 2025 on the wrong foot today. CBS Business reporter Jason Brooks has a recap.
Investors carried over a losing streak from 2024, which is now at 5 sessions after starting the new year in the red, with the market feeling some pain from heavy selling in Apple, Boeing, and Tesla. Tesla's stock dropped after the EV maker reported its first ever annual decline in deliveries, while Apple was dinged after discounting its latest iPhones in China.
The Dow dropped 151 points. Wayne Osmond, the brother of Donnie and Marie, has died. The family says he died of a massive stroke. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Bruce City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Three Packers named to the Pro Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL says three Packers players selected for the Pro Bowl, two of them signed with the team this year in free agency. It's safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs. The third is defensive end Rashawn Gary. The Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
He's his next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you got to just keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, highs into the low 20s and a little breezy. The weekend looks like low to mid-20s, more sun than clouds, maybe some flurries Sunday night, Monday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
It's the Beach Boys and God Only Knows on WRJN. Now, the famous French horn part on that song was played by Alan Robinson, who appeared on the scores for many films, including The Sound of Music and The Ten Commandments. He got the call for the Beach Boys session because he could play without music being written out. Brian Wilson just sang him the horn line he had in mind, and Robinson just played it.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. It's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I take for granted that you're always
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with authors Tom and Christy Manis about their book Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And one of the things they talked about was the Cozy Inn in Janesville.
The Cozy Inn in Janesville, we called it the Traveling Egg Rolls because the egg rolls are a two-a-day recipe. And people will travel when they come back to Janesville from all over the country, and they will bring a cooler, and they'll order ahead of time 30, 40, even 100 egg rolls at a time, and they'll take them back on the plane in a cooler or in the car, wherever they're going. So that got our attention. We thought that was kind of quirky, right? But the Cozy Inn started. It's the second oldest Chinese restaurant in the nation that's been at the same location. So it's been there for over 100 years. And it started when the owner, now owner's mom, she was a popular Chinese chef at several Milwaukee restaurants. She wanted to open her own Chinese restaurant. So bought the Cozy Inn in Janesville. And then the son, who him and his wife, they run it now. And it tells you how old it's been. He's been there. They're getting ready to retire soon. But he grew up there as a kid, him and his brother. But if you go in, it's so cool because it's got the same benches when they open. It's got an old phone booth from the 20s, old wooden phone booth. People go in there and they still make phone calls because it's so quiet and it's silent. And, of course, you know, you want to get the selfie. But the other thing about that, too, is the owner's dad was one of the six Chinese survivors from the Titanic. Whoa. He was the last rescued from the wreckage. He was the last person rescued. They found him floating on a big piece of wood. Many say that it was one of the stateroom doors. And James Cameron, who made the movie Titanic,
right, yeah.
He made a documentary about the story called The Six.
That's authors Tom and Christy Manis on their book Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
The Shirelles on WRJN. We're looking for a chilly night tonight, a low of 15. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 23. Saturday, sunny and a high of 22. Here are the Bee Gees on WRJN.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just got.
Let it hang down on me, yeah. stupid.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, stupid.
Come on.
No other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, highs into the low 20s and a little breezy. The weekend looks like low to mid-20s, more sun than clouds, maybe some flurries Sunday night, Monday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Can we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, guys, let me ask you a question. Well, gals, too, I guess. The question is, what's the best pickup line? A recent study found that the word hi had the greatest rate of success. When men used it on women, the success rate was 71%.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, She's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and the pen.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Baby! as I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you.
When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a something, man, and your fans, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, please,
please. Try to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's see. Today is January 2nd. That means we're less than a week away from D-Day. It says here, more couples will decide to divorce on January 8th than any other day of the year. Lawyers believe many couples whose marriages have reached a breaking point have stuck together over the past year as they calculated whether they could afford to go their separate ways. And of course, parents stick together for one last Christmas as a family and then split up the week the kids go back to school.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Texting
enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fed incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, divided by magicians. Looking out my back door.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Seek a notion.